what's happening here.
I got guns! I got dynamite! I got
And now, History Boulevard with John Oakley.
Was on this date in 1995 that an unemployed plumber and U.S. Army vet, Sean Nelson, went on a rampage in a Patton tank. And so we want to pick it up with Phil Cady, a retired officer with the San Diego Police Department. He was the first officer on the scene when the rampage began. Phil Cady, great to have you on the Oakley Show in Toronto. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. Thanks. I'm happy to be on with you.
Well, Phil, I appreciate you joining us. You were there in 1995. I guess if we were to start, though, could we say that this was really a tragic story, that of Sean Nelson, the Army vet and unemployed plumber? Can you maybe tell us how, you know, he was enmeshed in some tragic affairs that sort of led to all of this?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really good on the history. It is a tragic story. It's something that took place over the course of some time where, you know, his life was going good. He had a successful plumbing business. And as that slowly failed and he dived deeper into the use of drugs, like most people that go down that path, his life started to fall apart. And he started doing things like digging for gold in his backyard. And just it spiraled out of control over the course of about a year or so.
Yeah. And just to set maybe more of the scene, in 91, his wife of 6 years filed for divorce. 92, he lost both of his parents to cancer. He got into drug use or abuse. And so it spiraled out of control. And he snapped on this day in 1995. What was the call that came in to tell you and maybe describe it? Because it sounds surreal, you know, someone in a tank rolling down the road.
Yeah, well, at the time, I was a young uniformed patrol officer in San Diego, and I was actually helping some other officers that were searching for a suspect that they had been chasing on foot, and I was holding a perimeter position, making sure he didn't get out of the area. And we had some detectives on an unrelated surveillance a few miles away. One of the detectives got on the police radio and said that a tank was driving down a residential road running over cars. And yeah, I heard that. And of course, my thought was he didn't possibly say a tank, did he? And the dispatcher thought the same thing. She questioned him about it. He said, yeah, it's a tank. So I jumped in my patrol car and immediately started heading that way as fast as I could.
And what did you see? What when you came upon the scene, what were your thoughts?
Well, so when I got there, there were a few officers already behind him, but he was driving down a business road and he knocked over a traffic signal and it got caught on the back of the tank. If you ever see the video, you'll see this part and it fell off. And so all the officers behind him got trapped, but I went through the Jack in the Box drive through, got in on the other side. And then I was the only one behind him for about 45 to 60 seconds. And it was surreal. You know, it took, even though I knew it was a tank, it still wasn't quite processing in my mind that this was an Army tank that I was chasing in a police car.
Yeah, 37-ton Patton tank. How fast was it going?
Well, he got onto the freeway, and he tried taking out a pedestrian bridge. And at that time, he's running into it, backing up, running into it, backing up. And I think that's the first time where I realized that I was in danger. And I tried to back up and get some distance between my patrol car and him. And then he wasn't successful, so he started moving back down the freeway. And my guess is he was probably going about 50 miles an hour or so. And by this time, there was a plethora of police cars behind him, me and a bunch of other police cars.
Well, how did, was there a consideration? How are we going to stop this guy? He's in a tank. We're in police cars. There's no contest.
Yeah, exactly. And you could hear officers getting on the radio, trying to figure out how to do it. Some officers were asking for the Marine Corps to send an attack helicopter because we had a Marine Corps base not too far away, which I thought was crazy sounding, like someone were going to have a Cobra helicopter shoot a rocket in the middle of the city of San Diego. But in the end, what happened was one of the other officers who was actually in the car next to me was a former tanker in the Marine Corps. And he said that if he could get up on top of the tank, he knew how to get in through the emergency escape hatch. And we were lucky because Sean turned that tank. And he tried to go over the center divide onto the oncoming lanes of the freeway, but he took a bad angle and he ended up getting high centered and he couldn't get the tank off there. So so the officer ran over to the tank. I ran over with him and a couple other officers. I lifted them up onto the tank, and they were able to open up the escape hatch and eventually stop Mr. Nelson from getting that tank off of the center divide.
Well, the way he was stopped was a tragic ending, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. They ended up having to use deadly force on him to get him to stop.
Otherwise, there was no way of coaxing him out or anything that had not been a consideration?
No, yeah. They tried. It was too small. They couldn't get in there to pull him out. They thought about using pepper spray on him, but their fear was that he would almost set the tank free off the center divide, and that at any second he was going to run into all the oncoming traffic and kill how many people come in the opposite direction.
Well, my understanding is there were criticisms in the aftermath. You didn't have to shoot them, but that was something, I guess, that the public or those who were labeling those criticisms really hadn't considered. You were there. You saw the potentiality for there being a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. And I totally understand why people would wonder if that maybe was the best way to do it or not. But when you were there, and you saw what the tank was doing, and you knew that it was about to set itself free, at least in our minds, that's the way it appeared, that it was about to set itself free, then I think the officers on top of that tank had no choice but to take the action that they took, and they believe that they were saving a lot of lives by doing that.
So how extensive was the damage to the point where, you know, by terms of dollars that maybe in reparations and so on and so forth, any idea?
No, I really have no idea. He destroyed a lot of property. He ran over motorhomes, different cars, traffic signals, bridges, all kinds of stuff. It had to be. I had to guess. I would say in the millions in today's dollars.
And a story that still lives in infamy in San Diego.
It certainly does.
Yeah, certainly seared into the memory of, well, anyone who was a participant there, but Phil Cady, a retired officer with the San Diego Police Department, the first officer on the scene when the rampage began on this date in 1995. Thank you for, well, reliving or rekindling it for us here. I appreciate your time this afternoon. Wish you the best.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me, John.
You got it. There he is, Phil Cady.
Listen to the John Oakley Show live each weekday afternoon from 3 until 6. If you live in the Toronto area, just turn that AM dial to 640 and listen anywhere on earth 24 hours a day by going to 640toronto.com. Follow on Twitter at @AM640Oakley. You've been listening to A Curious Cast. New podcasts and shows are debuting all the time. So check back often to see what's new in the Curious Cast library.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.